Good morning and welcome to another edition of St. Louis Voices. I'm Jill Devine, and anyone listening to me right now and has listened to this show before knows pretty much what I'm going to say next, because it is one of those shows that I love doing because I get to learn more about things that are happening in my community and things that I may not know a lot about, maybe some things I know a little bit about. But now, today's show is very interesting to me because I think most people listening know about the Fabulous Fox Theater. And I know it fairly well, but I don't know about some of the other stuff that's going on with it, which is why Amy is here to talk to me. Amy Shears, the executive director for the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation. How are you?
Hi there. Good morning.
There's a lot of different things that are associated with the Fox that people in the area probably don't know about, and it all kind of starts with you. The reason why I found out about you and this organization is because of something that's coming up this Saturday, the 28th, at the Fabulous Fox. So do you want to talk about that first, or do you want to talk about the foundation and sort of go that direction? What do you think would be best?
I'll tell you what. Let me give some basis and understanding from the foundation.
That would be great.
About 15 years ago, the partners of the Fox, of the Fox Associates, decided to start a nonprofit organization to give back to the community. They had so much success, and truly their hearts are in giving back, and especially to the youth in our community, so they can experience the joy and wonder of live performances. So they started the nonprofit, the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation, and so we have currently about 6 different annual programs, as well as special projects that happen throughout our annual programming. The one that's coming up on Saturday is surely one of our highlights of our season. It is the St. Louis Teen Talent Competition, and we are thrilled to be in our 8th year of this competition, and you know, the excitement is just bubbling over for this performance, with the finals happening on stage at the Fabulous Fox.
We are going to get into more of those details in a second because, people, the general public, I guess I should say, are invited to come and attend. So we'll give all that information out first. But I have to ask you, how did you get involved? Are you a theater lover? Is this how it all started?
Well, actually, I've been involved in the theater my entire life. My background in the arts is actually in dance. And so I've, you know, been a dancer and a professional performer and, you know, have run other arts programming, both here in St. Louis and in other areas of our country. And I came to the foundation as the executive director just about a year and a half ago. And I had worked with the foundation on some of their programming and really just loved it and loved working with Mary Strauss, who's the president of the board and one of the associates there at the Fox Theater. And just the opportunity came to come in and join this team, and it has just been the best year and a half that I've been here. So it's been really exciting to see these programs and to help them grow and to give the opportunities back to the youth in our community.
Well, thank you for your involvement and what you're doing. Let's go back to that 8th annual St. Louis Teen Talent Competition that you were just talking about. So I guess we're going to talk about the event happening on Saturday the 28th, but then we have to talk about how individuals can even get to this in the first place.
Sure. It's an exciting process, to be quite honest. First of all, to participate in the competition is absolutely free to area high school students.
Really?
So that's one of the biggest benefits to begin with, that you don't, you know, there's no entry fee, there's no audition to even participate. In fact, the first round is essentially your audition. So students register online on our website from September 1st to December 1st. So, like I said, it's a big process. So it goes all year long for us and for the students. So there's a long registration period. With that, they then will compete in a preliminary round. And this year we had 100 acts that participated in a preliminary round in February. And the students, what's so exciting about this competition is that it's similar to I guess people might be familiar with America's Got Talent.
Okay.
That has disciplines of whatever you think is talent, essentially.
Got it.
So we've got your basics, you know, your standard, you know, live performance talents, your singers, your dancers, your musicians. But we also welcome and encourage, you know, the variety of things, the specialty acts, the, you know, original acts to come up with something different. We had a martial arts demonstrator participate this year. We had some that did some spoken word, a juggler and a baton twirler. And, you know, so there's no limit to the amount of talent that we see in this competition. And so in February, we had 100 acts compete. We then moved, we advanced 46 to a semifinal round in March. And from there, we had the judges kind of had their work cut out for them, and we have 15 fabulous acts that are ready to perform in the finals on Saturday.
Let's back up a little bit. You said you had, what, over 100 acts or right at 100 acts just
right
starting up?
Right at 100 acts. To be quite honest, we had more, but it was right in the middle of February when that flu season hit our community.
Oh,
so bad.
Yep.
So unfortunately, we had a lot of kids that were sick that weekend, and it is, you know, the only weekend for that competition. So luckily, you know, not all of them were seniors, and they can compete every year that they're in high school.
Okay,
so they have four chances to come out.
Then how does this compare, because this is the eighth year, how has this compared to the years before?
Actually, more. So we only had 90-something that competed last year in the preliminary rounds, and so there's a lot more interest and participation and coming out. But what we really noticed actually was the quality of talent, that kids are hearing about the competition and they are preparing much more for it. The interesting thing about the competition is that because there is no audition for it, the preliminary rounds are really fun because we get kids of every level of talent and every level of experience. So those kids that have been, if you would, singing in their basement with their hairbrush,
right,
and dancing, you know, with their friends, choreographing their own stuff, that have never had the chance to perform on a stage, it's open to them, to the kids that train 7 days a week and it just is what their, you know, their dreams to be on Broadway or on, you know, in L.A. on, you know, some record label someday. It's open to them. So we just get the full gamut of interested teens at the preliminary round, and their level of training, of prior training, just, you know, doesn't impact them for participating. So it's exciting and an open experience for all the kids to come out for it.
And fast forwarding to next year, acts just have to be from the Bi-State Metro area and enrolled in 9th up to 12th grade for the next year would be the 2018-2019 school year, correct?
That's correct. And so we've got homeschoolers too.
Okay.
But anyway, just, yeah, that they're in that, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, and a 50-mile radius around the St. Louis Arch is actually our kind of footprint.
All right, so now let's talk about the goods, what they can win,
right,
because this is pretty exciting.
This is, yeah, it's not small potatoes.
No.
We are thrilled once again to partner and have our first prize underwritten by the Ameren Corporation Charitable Trust, and it is an $8,000 college scholarship.
Wow.
So, like I said, it's very exciting to give these opportunities to these students and then to, you know, reward their talents and their growth throughout this process. On top of that, besides the $8,000, there's a $6,000 second place and a $4,000 third place award. But beyond that, there's a total of over $40,000 worth of college scholarships, cash awards of you know, various disciplines and various focuses, as well as then a lot of community partners that give tuition scholarships and other performing opportunities and a recording contract from, you know, an opportunity to go record at the Extreme Institute at Bacharach College.
Which is a really cool place. I've been there.
Which is very cool.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's just so many unique opportunities. And, you know, it's free to participate. And so essentially they're going to get, you know, the opportunity to win over this $40,000 worth of prizes. The other thing that they actually get, regardless of if they're semifinalist or finalist, At the early two rounds of competitions, the exciting thing is that we've got a panel of industry experts, of musicians and, you know, professors and dancers that watch their act perform, and they give them immediate feedback.
That's very important.
Yeah, so that advice, that counsel, that critique, you know, those suggestions about where else to travel, what else they could do to improve their act, you know, it's just something they're not going to get at most other competitions, but just in general to have that open conversation with our incredibly generous judges, you know, to give back to these kids, and so they can just learn and grow on their own journey. It's exciting.
I know this sounds silly. College is expensive.
Right.
I mean, most people know that, but honestly, until you're in it, you may not realize how expensive it is. And so any kind of extra help, it goes a long way. And you're offering, I mean, over $40,000 in prizes and college scholarships. That is huge. That's really awesome.
It's very cool. And actually, what we also have is two partner universities this year, Webster University and Southeast Missouri State, that award scholarships to any of our finalists that make it through to the competition. And if they then get accepted and participate in their programs, you know, they get additional scholarships. So they don't even have to be the winner in order to take advantage of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's another huge benefit, and we, you know, are really thrilled to work with those universities to give the kids the opportunities.
Okay, so the general public can come and watch this. What are the details? How do you get tickets?
Right.
Where do you go?
Here is another thing. Like I said, you know, the initial mission of the foundation here was for the Fox Associates to develop a means of giving back to the community. And how many times do you get a chance to go see a professionally produced show with incredible talent, you know, homegrown talent at that, which we know St. Louis loves, and it's absolutely free to come to these finals?
Right.
So, yes, so it costs nothing to come in and watch and cheer on, you know, these amazing talents that we're growing here in town. And they can get tickets through the Fox box office or through MetroTix, and the tickets are free. They do need a ticket to get in the door, but, you know, what a wonderful night out. Come and see the grandeur that is at the Fox Theater, and then enjoy, you know, such a variety of talent on that evening, April 28th at 8 o'clock p.m.
If you are just tuning in, I am talking to Amy Scheer. She's the executive director of the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation, and we have been talking about the St. Louis Teen Talent Competition, a really cool thing for area high schoolers and the opportunity to win big, especially in scholarship money for colleges of their choice. And you have the opportunity to go and see it for yourself, see it all unfold this Saturday, the 28th at the Fabulous Fox, 8 p.m. Absolutely free to get in, but you do need to get a ticket, and you can get that at MetroTix or the Fabulous Fox box office. But now I would like to talk about some of the other programs, just in case somebody's listening and maybe they can't make it on Saturday, but they want to do something to help out. You have some other great stuff for the kids.
Yes, we do. We are thrilled to offer some of the rest of our annual programming. One exciting event is kind of our other signature program that has its final performance at the Fabulous Fox, and that is the St. Louis High School Musical Theater Awards, which is also another mouthful.
But we
are excited to partner with and be the regional chapter of the National High School Musical Theater Awards,
Also
known as the Jimmys. So this is the St. Louis chapter. It is the second year that we are, kind of providing this for this competition for the St. Louis area. And it is partnered with the Fabulous Fox Theater, produced also with the Fabulous Fox and the Foundation and the Muni. So the three organizations partner together. And essentially what it is like the Tony Awards for St. Louis area high school students.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yes. So it's very exciting that, you know, that the sports teams often get recognized in regionals and in state competitions. And whereas the arts don't always like to be competitive, but they should be celebrated.
Right.
And so this is our means of bringing together the schools, celebrating the excellence in all that they're doing, and really just bringing those students and that arts education awareness, you know, to the forefront in a spectacular event at the Fabulous Fox on June 10th will be the finals on that day. And I think that's about a four. I think it's a 4 o'clock curtain this year. So tickets will be available about May 10th for that event, and that is a ticketed event as well.
Now, how does a school get involved with this?
Mm-hmm. We've actually got about 32 schools that are participating this year. Again, it's that 50-mile radius around the St. Louis Arch, and they register in August. They're usually through their theater teachers, and then we'll come and adjudicate throughout the year. So we're in the midst right now of adjudicating a lot of the high school shows that are, you know, that are being put on by the theater departments in their high schools. And we've got reviewers that will go and assess and score and, you know, kind of give the best choreography award and give the outstanding musical and the outstanding lead actor and lead actress. You know, so all the nominations will come together and they will get announced, and then we will all meet there at the Fox Theater on June 10th to see who's the winner for this year and the winners of all the categories. But that registration is through the schools,
okay,
and through their theater teachers, you know, are the primary contacts for that. And that registration is online as well. Information is on our website about that. But they would register usually the beginning of the school year, August, September.
So if you know a theater teacher or you are a theater teacher and this is something that you weren't too sure that you could be a part of, you very well possibly could. So make sure you head to the website. Now, would they go to the Fox website or is it a special website?
So there is one for the St. Louis High School Musical,
okay,
Theater Awards. So it's the initials of all of that. So SLHSMTA.com. But it might be easiest just to find it through. We've got links on our website.
Okay, perfect.
Or the foxpacf.org, and they can get there through that as well. And like I said, the registration for that time period is August, you know, the beginning of September. And one of the really exciting opportunities that comes from that is that the winner of the lead actor and the lead actress win a 10-day trip to New York City to compete at the national level.
Wow.
So, yes, it's very exciting. And so that's what's called the Jimmy Awards. And so we will send two representatives up there to New York. And, you know, that's just a life-changing experience, to be quite honest. The kids compete, and they get workshops, and they get training. They put on a production, and they actually, you know, the evening culminates in their Jimmy, you know, in their essentially on-stage production that's actually on the stage of The Lion King.
Wow.
And so it's truly their first Broadway performance, you know, so.
You know, I mean, and just sitting here talking to you, already thinking about the opportunity to even perform on the Fabulous Fox Theater stage. I mean, you think about that in general,
right?
Just like, oh my gosh, and then take that to New York. I mean, unbelievable, these opportunities to give these kids.
Right. It is so exciting to have their dreams just really beginning, you know, right here in St. Louis. It's so exciting to offer that for them.
And even if it is something that maybe just stays in their high school years or a little bit into the college years, those are memories you cannot take away.
Well, exactly. And to, you know, to understand, you know, we've got one of our finalists, for example, that remembers going to see a performance of Phantom of the Opera for the first time at the Fox. And then she, you know, got one of her prom dresses last year, and she puts it on and she actually says, "Do you know what? This would be beautiful for prom, but really it would be great if I could wear it on stage at the Fox singing." And lo and behold, you know, those dreams from when she was little and seeing Phantom, and now, you know, just putting on gowns, you know, and now she's going to get to wear it, you know, on Saturday night on stage before an audience of 3,000 people.
That's
so
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's exciting to help, you know, formulate those dreams.
Well, okay, this leads to the next program I want to talk about, because when you are a kid, you make lots of memories and you are impressed by so many things. I went and saw Phantom of the Opera at the Fabulous Fox Theater, my first musical with my mom, and I will never forget it.
Right.
I will never forget it. So
right. It
is one of those things that can make a lasting impression on a child. And so we want to start giving the arts, the entertainment, the opportunity for kids to experience that. So you have Kids Night at the Fabulous Fox. I love this.
This is one of the best nights also of our year. And like you say, we know this night we're making a lasting memory for so many young people and just so many parents that finally get the opportunity to bring their child to the theater for the first time. So Kids Night at the Fabulous Fox is a one-night event during a select performance of one of the Broadway shows that comes to town. And if you buy an adult ticket, you get a child's ticket free. And I say child, but really it's up to age 17. So for all those high school kids that haven't come in, you know, and haven't had the chance to get to the Fox Theater, see a Broadway show, you know, they're needing to make memories too. So it's for 17 and under, and you get that ticket free with the paid adult ticket. But what makes it more of an experience also is that for the hour and a half prior to that show, we fill the five floors of the lobbies of the Fabulous Fox with interactive activities and different, you know, events that they can participate in, some sing-alongs, some, you know, coloring, some tattoos, you know. It's always very themed to the show that we pick for that year, and it just makes it for a fun night, you know, that definitely they're not going to forget coming to the theater, but then learning more about the show that they're going to see and really getting engaged in that opportunity of a theater goer.
Now, have you already chosen this? Would it be this season, or how does that work?
So it does go by season.
Okay.
We have had ours this year. We did one for Sound of Music back
perfect.
In February.
Okay.
So that was very fun. We had a blast, you know, with some Edelweiss tattoos and all kinds of things. We had Bob Kramer's marionettes there singing Lonely Goat Herd, and it was a lot of fun. So it was an eventful day. We have not yet, because the Fox just announced their 18-19 season, which
yes.
is very exciting for us. And so we will work with them over the summer and select the Kids Night performance. And so the best way for any listeners to kind of get in the forefront of that and keep that on their radar is to just stay in contact or like us on Facebook or on our Instagram page, or just keep checking back to our website, because once it's announced, we will, you know, have it full press on all of our pages. So that's the best way to get the first notice of that.
And the website is foxpacf.org.
That's correct.
All right. And I know before we end up running out of time, and I'm like, why didn't I say this? I want to know a little bit more about a couple other programs you have, the Broadway Masterclasses and the Educational Encores.
Mm-hmm. Also very, very exciting. And what those two programs together do is essentially give a hands-on connection to students in our community with the Broadway performers themselves. So to speak first to the Broadway Masterclasses, so we will work with the cast of any of the touring shows, and we will host masterclasses at different kind of host centers in our community. So we work with COCA and with Stages, Day Spring Arts and Education, and Gateway Center for the Performing Arts, and we will work to provide a masterclass for those kids that are training in the arts to have a dance class, to have an audition voice class, to have other vocal training, a variety of ways that the cast comes out and gives them immediate feedback. You know, this is what we do. This is some of the original choreography. This is how hard we have to work. You know, kind of a taste of what the real world is like
right.
for them and what the Broadway life is like. Every one of the master classes does culminate with a little bit of time saved for some question and answers. so that the kids can get some, you know, really just hardcore information on what it's like, how to stay committed to their art, how to train, and how to be prepared, and to hear some of their story. Then the educational encores are really something that has so blossomed in the past couple of years. It's a fairly new program for us, but it gives insight to a performance after the show. So a student group, for example, through their schools, a Girl Scout troop, really it's 15 people that come together as a, you know, a group sales that come to see a performance, and afterwards we get cast and crew to come out and talk to them for 20 minutes about what the show is that they just saw, how they got into the business, and to, you know, kind of answer some of the magic questions on what it's like there. What's been really exciting about these educational encores is just the generosity of the Broadway performers that, you know, sometimes at these question and answers post-show events, it's, you know, it might not be all the leads that come out and talk, but every time these touring companies are so generous. We just had the Color Purple, and I think the entire cast, you know, had come out for that. And then for Chicago, the whole cast had come out. You know, it's all the leads. And we had the King came out for The King and I, you know. So
that's awesome.
So, yeah, so we get such great information and their feedback and their generosity, you know, in helping the kids that want to be performers, as well as their just kind of, if this isn't what you want, this is what you've learned, you know, and take it and get some inspiration from what you've just witnessed. Has just been really exciting, and you see those dreams, you know, kind of start formulating in the kids' eyes as they listen to these performers.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking was a kid might come into it thinking, this is what I want to do. And when they hear from that individual and they see what it takes to get there, they may think, that's not for me. But it doesn't mean that they are necessarily giving up their dreams and hopes in the theater, and maybe they right. hear somebody else, which I think it's so important to have the variety of individuals from the different shows talk about the areas inside the theater that are available to become a job.
Right, right. We, for example, after the Sound of Music one, we had a lot of the kids came out, you know, all the children.
Oh, yeah.
Trap kids. So they came out. But we also got to talk a little bit to the child wrangler. So, the lady that's on tour with them, making sure they get their studies done and they get everything else done. And so, you know, to hear that side of the story, we've had many a stage managers come out as well. Last year when Lion King was in town, you know, the stage manager came out and was able to speak of the puppetry and the, you know, all the other nuances that make that show so magical. So it isn't just the performers. It definitely is a full range of cast and crew that come out, you know, that make the magic happen, and to hear directly from them, you know, just is always a little bit enlightening and inspiring.
That is so awesome. That is very, very cool. I want to direct any listener that wants more information to go to the website, foxpacf.org. And before I let you go, enjoy your day, Amy. Any last minute thoughts or something that I didn't cover that you want to get out there?
No, I think we've done so much. It's always so much fun to share what we've got. We just hope more people find out about it and can participate.
Again, this Saturday, the 28th, it is the 8th St. Louis Teen Talent Competition happening at the Fabulous Fox. It is free to get in, and you could actually be witnessing history. I mean, it's not uncommon to say that one of these individuals or group of individuals could be going on to bigger and better things down the road, right?
Well, that's actually incredibly true. Our last year's winner for the St. Louis Teen Talent Competition, a lady by the name of Christina Jones, was just on American Idol.
I heard.
Made it to the top 50. So she's definitely somebody to watch. And we've got so much talent this year, we just never know where they're going to go. So we are thrilled to have Christina back with us. and we'll be performing on Saturday night too.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah.
It's very exciting, and you just never know where they're going to go to from here.
Right. It's like your little baby. You take pride in it.
Right. We definitely do. They are all something special to all of us.
Well, again, online, foxpacf.org. Thank you so much for what you're doing, Amy.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to share it.
That does it for another edition of St. Louis Voices. I'm Jill Devine.